What do you think brought that about, the change in their approach to safety?
Ingram's always been bigger, even back in the 70s when I first started, when there was no safety department per se. You know, they've always been bigger. I think as years went by, and this is just, I'm just speaking personally here, but I think as years went by, in the 70s, I can speak for that. In that period of time, you were expected, unless you got hurt bad, you were expected to work hard. You just were. Yeah. So injuries didn't mean that much to them unless it was a bad injury, or unfortunately, hopefully not, but a death. You know, I mean, it just didn't stand out. It didn't mean that much to them. I think as the workers more and more started kind of standing up against the companies that were out there at that time, they started, unfortunately, lawsuits and stuff became more prevalent, things like that, and it brought the attention then to the towing company. Said, hey, you know, not only are we losing work productivity, but we're actually having to pay for and or maybe even get sued by some of these people, right, for injuries. That, so I think that kind of opened some eyes up with some of the companies.
Those lawsuits, would they come from individuals, or is that, that encouraged or facilitated by the unions at all?
No, it wasn't. I don't want to get into that, but the unions didn't encourage it. It became noticed more and more as there were more and more lawsuits out there. People saw it and thought they would try to. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, some of the companies that were out there at that time just didn't take care of injured people well enough, right, and some of those lawsuits were actually justified. I mean, just people just trying to have enough money to take care of their family. Unfortunately, they had to go that route to do it, mm-hmm, I saw some instances, name personally, but there was people that had no choice. I mean, the benefits they were getting were minimal.
Yeah.
I mean, just next to nothing. And they had families, and they had to do what they could. So I think that was opening, it was an eye-opener for a lot of companies at that time, mm-hmm, out there. They said, hey, you know, not only are we losing productivity, we're getting sued here, so we better do something about it. It's sad it came to that point, but I think they, all companies, there again, I think Ingram's one of the first, if not the first, to really take it serious and do something about all that stuff. But later on, as more and more companies got involved in safety programs and stuff, they saw the benefits from it. Me personally, I didn't really witness it, like I said, until like the early or mid 80s, actual hands-on training and stuff like that,